The model we built at the Next Door Foundation is that we also have a dental clinic and we're putting mental health services. So, you know, we're hoping that this is the beginning of evolution of other services, because we know a child's dental health status is really has huge impact on their physical health. And so we've got to combine that. And then we also know that there's a third of the children that live in the central city of Milwaukee have mental health issues, and access to mental health is really, really, really desperately in need of. And that's where I hope that as we transform healthcare across this country, that there's going to be a much greater appreciation for funding mental health, because we know that if we fund it early in a child's life, when those symptoms start to evolve, that their ability to have effective health status and be able to grow up and learn is going to be so much greater, and the cost is going to be less. These kids that go on and on with unmet mental health needs, I mean, that's a lot of the kids that end up in the juvenile justice system, and that's not where you want to spend your money. You want to spend it up here. So we think that comprehensive view of, you know, dental, mental, and physical health is really a roadmap we'd like to continue. But again, we're going to have support to do that, because you made mention of the fact that this is tough. People don't pay you what it costs to do, and it is. But I think it's the right investment, and so we've been so blessed to have others in this community agree with us and being willing to invest with us. So whether it's our school nursing program, our clinics, our community navigators, it's all coming together.
So obviously the COA Golden Center just opened. The YMCA clinic will be opening in just a couple of weeks. You've just gotten these two clinics off the ground, but I have to imagine that there's more in store in the future.
There is. But again, we are looking, because this is on the innovation side and an investment in the community, we are going to watch this for the next couple of years to see how this model works. We think it's going to be very successful. But there are other zip codes where we know that access to health care is very, very limited, if existing at all. And so, we'd like to spread this further. And we're working with not only the College of Nursing, but the state of Wisconsin, because we really believe it's the right investment, and hope that we can partner to replicate this in other neighborhoods in the city of Milwaukee and other places.